Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During today's program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planning professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. If you don't want to see me, did a full 180, crazy, thinking about the way I was. Did the heartbreak change me? Maybe. Welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. My name is Mark Friedman, and I'm joined by my co-host, Marion Gilman. How are you today, Marion?
I'm great. How are you, Mark?
Good, thanks. Here we are in the approaching the end of the first month of 2023.
How quickly time flies.
It does fly by. And how quickly we tend to forget how bad 2022 was.
Yes. And you know, we've had a very nice start to the year so far, which is great stock market, bond market.
Yeah. So if the market's up 1% or so for the first month, do we take that and multiply it times 12 and say we should expect a 12% return for the
Absolutely,
year?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's how it works, right?
Yeah,
Every month it's going to go up another 1%.
It is amazing how people will tend to take one month of performance and then annualize and say, oh my goodness, this is what's going to happen. Well, no, that's not likely.
Sounds great,
doesn't
it?
That's not what is going to happen. I can assure you of that. But there's a lot of lessons to be learned and a lot of things that we think back to because we've been seeing a lot of clients this month. Who come in for a review of their accounts at the beginning of the year. Some of them are resetting their required minimum distribution payments. Some are taking a different distribution from their accounts. Some want to renew, make contributions for IRAs, for Roths, just go over their overall financial plan. But there's a lot of things that are coming up right now that are points of conversation that we wanted to share with our listeners to say, you know what, maybe you're thinking the same thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, January tends to be a month where people reset their views anyways, and they think, oh, wow, you know, this is great. I'm going to get all these things accomplished. You know, all the people who sign
all
up
those
for
resolutions.
The gyms. Yeah, the New Year's resolution. They sign up. They're going to go to the gym every day, you know, all of that. But even with finances, a lot of people take a look back and say, well, maybe this is the year that I really get things in order. Or maybe this is the year that I say, okay, I'm going to retire this year, or I'm going to make some changes. And one of the interesting things that's happened to us this year is it really has hit home this month the importance of financial planning. Now, we always knew this.
We've been doing it for a long time.
That's
decades.
Exactly right. We've always talked about planning first, how people who have a plan do much better than those who do not have a plan. And it's not so much that you're going to follow that plan exactly. It just gives you a reference point. And it's very important to have that reference point. And particularly during times when we have a bad market, in other words, when everything's going down, you're watching your statements go down. And I'm sure you've seen it too with your appointments this month. People will come in and they'll say to us, you know, these are people, longtime clients who have a financial plan, or people who expected to retire this year. You know, they come in concerned. I'm sure you've had that happen.
Sure they do. They come in concerned. But surprisingly, when they sit down and they look at it with us, rather than looking at it purely from the drop in value in their statement, they walk away with a different perspective, don't they?
Much bigger perspective, much different perspective. Because what has happened is we have seen, you know, 2022 was a terrible year in both the stock and bond markets. So everyone saw their accounts go down precipitously. But I think also most people forget that 2021 was a great year. So
as were many of the years prior to that.
Oh, absolutely. So for the long time people, You know, they're used to it. But a lot of people come in this year and they'll say to me, oh my God, you know, I'm nervous. I don't want to see what's happened. I might have to go back to work. I might have to work longer. I can't spend as much money. And have you had this happen to you too?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that I find fascinating that I'm surprised with many new people that we're seeing is that previous relationships with financial advisors didn't involve much of historical reference points. It talked about, how am I doing for the quarter? How am I doing for the year? And when we meet with our clients and what we've done for decades, it's not just about your account, it's about your overall net worth.
Exactly.
And it's also about trying to match up what some of our, remind people about what those expectations were when we first got started. Now, last year, call it 2021, or when we had a very good year, people were looking at 3-5 year returns, and they're seeing performance of 12% annualized, 15% annualized. And we're telling folks, this is not going to continue. There's no way this, but it's so great. Yes, but let's remember what our goal was when we started. The goal was to do between 6-8% over time.
Correct. And that's how we've done our planning. So we have set expectations that the accounts are going to increase on average 6% per year. We do it at the low end.
Right. Our financial planning projection is based on 6% per year.
Correct.
But we generally hope to get, in reality, somewhere between 6-8. But our projections, correct, on your financial plan assume a growth rate on your investment assets of 6% and a 2.5% inflation factor. But wait, did I just say 2.5% inflation, Marion? Hasn't inflation been higher than that?
Oh, well, last year, yes. But probably for the previous 10 years, inflation was much lower than that, at least 10 years.
Right, so we're looking at averages.
Correct.
And so what's really interesting to me is, I want you to, as a listener, I want you to consider this. When you think going back to 1929, none of us were alive, most of us weren't alive then, only a
even
few.
Even me.
Even me, right.
I wasn't alive.
Right. And you measure what the S&P 500 did, because that's what everybody talks about. What's the average performance of the S&P 500? And they say, oh, average since inception has been around 9% a year, plus or minus a few percentage,
right,
around 9%.
Yeah.
So how many times, if you look at the year of the S&P's performance from 1929, 1931, 1942, 1964, all of those years, you look at all of those, like 90-something years, how many times did the S&P 500 produce an average rate of return in that calendar year of between 5 and 10%? Do you know what that number is, Mary?
What is it, about 6 times?
Yeah, it was about 7 times is the number.
7 times, okay.
7 times out of 90.
That chart is just fascinating, isn't
so,
it?
So when you think about that, yeah, why would anybody expect that their rate of return consistently would be between 5 and 10%?
And the numbers vary wildly, too. It's not as if it's just slightly off.
Right.
It can be, you know, down 40% or 50% as it was in 2008, 2009, or it can be up wildly as well.
Right. So it's a really cool chart. And if, yeah, you'd like to see this chart, you know, give us a call, send us an email, whatever you'd like. We'd love to share it with you, because this is the proof in the pudding here, if you will, is that ultimately we revert to our means. And we have to do that. And so if you've been averaging 12 or 15% a year over the past 3 or 4 years,
guess what?
Guess what? You're going to have a negative year. So does,
yeah,
that mean to sell out? No, it does not mean to sell out. It's when you bought your investment strategy, when you were looking to invest on your own, chances are you were looking at historical performance, which was probably 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. What's the history of these investments?
That's right.
But what is the average investor's hold time, Marion?
Oh my goodness, it's just remarkable. I mean, people just don't hold their investments very long at all. You know, what is it? Less than a year,
It's about 2.5 years.
Oh, it's 2.5 years.
That people,
okay,
do on their own.
On their own.
If you were buying investments on your own, you generally hold it for 2.5 years just because, you know what? We're creatures of wanting to do something different. We need spice in our life. We need to change things up. And one of the things that we help our clients do, especially when we're building an investment portfolio, which is generally, by the way, probably 60% in the stock market, 40% in the bond market, not 100% in the stock market.
Right.
We are going to take a buy and hold strategy. will tweak periodically, but we are going to remain rational during emotional times when the individual investor generally wants to make a move because Cramer said so, or someone on the radio said so, or they got a TikTok feed or an Instagram post.
And I think what helps us most to come to the decision that that is the right avenue to take is when we go back to those financial plans and those cash flow projections, and we go back, we sit with the client and we say, okay, here's what we set out to do. Are you still on track to achieve those goals over the next 20 years, over the next 30 years? This month, so many people have come in and figured we are no longer anywhere near on track.
They just assume they're not, simply because their account is down.
Because the market was bad last year. And most of them breathe a huge sigh of relief when we show them what that chart looks like.
Yeah, it's a growth in net worth. That's for sure. We've seen
for
that because,
sure.
Look, the value of your house must be up over the past few years.
Yes.
More people have saved more over the past couple of years in their bank accounts. They've put money in their 401k plans. And generally, when we share with you your investment statement, the investment statement that you're getting in the mail from us is the investments you have with us.
That's
not,
it.
Not your 401k plan, not the extra accounts that you might set up at work, not even the little E-Trade account you might have set up on the side, or the, you know, or the Robinhood account, whatever it is. But when we're doing financial planning, we're looking at the big picture. And secondarily, we're also looking at cash flow. And I think cash flow is a very important consideration when looking at a financial plan.
Extremely. I mean, that's what the goal is. The goal is not, typically, for most clients, the goal is not to say, I want to take a huge amount of risk and make as much money as I possibly can. The goal is, I want my money to be able to last through my lifetime. I want to be able to do what I want, live the lifestyle I want, and have that money last. And that's the goal.
Yeah, and if you're listening to those little bumps along the way.
Oh, sorry.
That's
talk with my hands.
Mary's banging on the table, so she's trying to separate all those little things here.
I'm Italian. What can I tell you?
So, you know, when you think about cash flow, especially when you're thinking about retirement, your sources of income are going to come from Social Security, which Sarah Knight's raised this year.
Yes.
You may get a pension.
Yep.
You may have to take required distributions from your IRA. You may want to take other distributions from your other sources of income. And then, frankly, there's a lot of money that is being transferred to folks through death and passing to generations.
Yeah.
You know, the generations, our most recent, our the generation ahead of us, our parents, our grandparents, have far more money than the great-great-grandparents that were there before them.
Exactly.
And the use of this money and how best to spend this money and how to try to figure out which taxes to have withheld, what your tax liability should be, that's all part of the financial plan. But I'll tell you this, when we get together with some of our clients that have been with us 5, 10, 15 years, I love pulling out the original financial plan.
Oh, it's fascinating, isn't it?
When you sit down and you look at their original goals and what they thought,
and their
net worth.
What
I'm going to need. Right,
and
their
look at their net worth. I mean, houses in particular around here have just gone crazy, aside from the fact that their accounts.
Not to mention growth in 401k balances,
exactly.
Growth in investment accounts.
Sure.
So I ask you, as you're listening to this show today, do you have a measuring stick? How do you measure your success in achieving your financial plan? Is it just being measured by the growth of your investment account, or is it being measured by how you're tracking along your financial plan? If you don't have a strategy, if you don't have clarity around that, let us help you. That's what we do every single day here at Friedman Financial. If now's the time for you to get serious about your financial planning and investment management needs, I really hope you'll give us a call. Beginning of the year is a great time to get started. It's a great time to have those conversations, to set some goals, to set some plans in action.
Absolutely. And then you have a strategy for 2023. And maybe if you're not ready to retire, now you know by visiting with us and determining where a snapshot of where you're at today, that tells you what you might need to do in order to reach that retirement.
Yeah, let us help you understand what your strengths,
absolutely,
weaknesses, opportunities, and threats are. We're here to talk. It's a free initial consultation to sit down with us if you'd like to have that chat. If you're an existing client of ours, man, are we so ever grateful to have you as clients, and your referrals are always greatly appreciated. That's going to do it for us this week.
That was quick.
I know. 13 and a half minutes flies by pretty quickly, doesn't it, Mary?
Sure does.
All right. We'll be back next week with more Dollars and Cents. You're listening to Friedman Financial. My name is Mark Friedman. This is Marion Gilman. Have a great day.
Take care.
I'm all good already, so moved on. It's scary. I'm not where you left me at all. So if you don't want to see me, then so what's the
Thank you for listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planning planner, tax professional, or attorney prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.